Delhi Chief Minister Atishi on Monday said the Aam Aadmi Party government will restart various works, including road repairs, that were allegedly stalled by the BJP while AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal was in jail, reported news agency PTI. Delhi CM Atishi told a press conference in Delhi that to begin with her government will repair damaged roads before the assembly elections due early next year. She said the party has identified 89 damaged PWD, Public Works Department, roads for strengthening. She said 74 tenders have already been floated for this. Delhi CM Atishi said AAP leaders identified a total of 6,671 potholes during a series of inspections, and 3,454 of the patches have already been filled, reported PTI. The press conference was also addressed by Arvind Kejriwal. When I was in jail, these people, BJP, stalled various works of the Delhi government. After I returned, IN Atishi inspected the roads and saw they were not in good condition. I wrote to her and requested that Atishiji get these roads maintained with immediate effect, he said, reported PTI. Giving details of the repair works, Delhi CM Atishi said, we have identified 89 damaged PWD roads for strengthening and tenders of 74 have already been floated. Further, a total of 6,671 potholes were identified during road inspections. Out of these, 3,454 have already been filled, reported PTI. Not just placement records, job creation by graduates also crucial for university assessment. Atishi Delhi Chief Minister Atishi on Friday said universities should not be evaluated solely based on their placement records but also on job opportunities their graduates create. Addressing the second convocation of Netaji Subhas University of Technology here, Atishi, who also holds the education portfolio, highlighted the importance of fostering entrepreneurial skills among the youth. The biggest challenge our youths face today is unemployment. I am pleased to know that 81% of NSUT graduates secured jobs. However, I believe universities should not be evaluated based on placement percentages alone. They should be assessed based on how many jobs their graduates generate. This is the need of the hour, the Chief Minister said, with inputs from PTI.